I gotta say, I just love it when Guru reaches out to me just out of the blue. He sent me a picture of a bird. Bird? I don't know what kind of bird it is. I should have asked. It's kind of creepy looking. Ooh, did he say what it is? No, he just says, I got my eye on you. Before that, it was a picture of his chicken and his roasted vegetables. Oh, he made his roasted vegetables in his cast iron skillet. Nom, 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 nom. Anyway, I need to do that. I said I was going to do that. I need to go buy a chicken. Oh, a chicken with bones in it and cook it on the Traeger. I cleaned the Traeger. That was a fiasco. Okay, so first of all, I sprayed spray off. What's it called? Oven off. Spray. Oh my gosh, you guys. I'm going downtown. I don't have the music to play. Downtown. I should do that because my good old pal Stinkpot taught me how to do that. I could probably even steal it too because I know how to Bluetooth my cell phone that would be playing the podcast to this Rodecaster.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was a picture of his chicken and his...
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4838 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 25th of August, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'll finish telling you about the weekend, and maybe we'll have time for some Fox. Two-thirders, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're two-thirders today. Because, y'all, we are two-thirds of the way till Grandma. Y'all, can you believe it? Y'all, speaking of Grandma, y'all, when I was in the Sam's Club the other day, y'all, they had the gay Grandma decorations up. Y'all immediately thought of that Moose Pea. And, y'all, giant pumpkin head things, scarecrow things, and just y'all, Moose Pea's been decorating, getting ready for gay Grandma since February. Big Fatty probably before that, probably. But y'all also, y'all, there was a big old display of Grandma ribbons and wrapping papers. Y'all, it's August. Y'all, yes, Big Fatty.
I get a nip a nap.
Big Fatty, you know, by the end of
September,
they'll have the VD candies out. Well, you're probably right, but, y'all, I say it, and I know more and more of you are saying it too. Where does the time go? Big Fatty, I think it, well, you know, I don't really know where the time goes, but y'all, it's gone. It's just gone. So y'all, I'm sure Mr. Cackles got his spinning crumb tree ready to go. Back over here to the SSQD's FUQs. Y'all, the 18th question, speaking of Mr. Cackle, writes in and asks, how often do you change your sheets? Well, for Big Fatty, clean sheet night depends on the level of fouling. Today, the more fouling, the more changing. He takes the soiled linen, shakes them out, and throws them in the wash like everybody else. The SSQD paid careful attention to learn Big Fatty's secret for stain removal techniques, but the particulars were left for future so-so question month. But y'all, the follow-up question is, will Big Fatty ever share his stain removal techniques, or is stain removal classified top secret, eyes only, and written in invisible ink? Well, you're an excellent follow-up question. And I don't know that there's a secret. You try not to foul them to start. But y'all, there's another follow-up question here. Y'all, it came from Miss Bacon on one of her cards, and she says, so-so question number 18, FUQ, this does not pertain to me, however. Why would you shake all of your sheet dander all over the room? Roll the sheets up. Okay. Y'all, I don't know that I've ever rolled my sheets. Y'all, speaking of this, this brings up an excellent point. Y'all, I was reading something, and it says that something most people don't do is clean out their washing machine filter. Now, y'all, I'm 70 years old. I've never seen a washing machine filter. Now, y'all, I went and looked at the new toss and tumble and spin dry. You know, I've even found the filter for the dryer. But y'all, they said, oh, it's usually behind a little door. Y'all, there's only one door on the washing machine, and that's the one you open to put the fouled sheets in. But if you've ever, and you know, this is a perfect question for Mr. Cackle, because you know he has an index card for everything. Yes, Big Fatty. Mr. Cackle, have you ever cleaned your washing machine filter? And if so, where the hell is it? Big Fatty, this is a bit. You're off your game. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought of a couple of things about the weekend. You know, I told you about Friday and Saturday, but y'all, on Saturday evening, while we were playing the mystery date game, y'all, the rain came down. Y'all, it was torrential. It was torrential. And y'all got almost 2 inches of rain in a very short period of time. But anyway, y'all, one of the other things that Daniel Bieber told me about was about a audio program called Suno, S-U-N-O. And he says, you know, you'd be able to combine some of your music together, and it can come up with something new. Now, y'all, I've tried this, and I can't get it to merge two songs into one. So I'm going to probably have to have some testicle help with that. But y'all, I thought just for fun, I would run the 1982, yes, that's right, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, 1982 World's Fire music through it. And y'all, here it is.
Big Fatty on the Line podcast, opening happy music.
Big Fatty
y'all, I think that's fabulous. It's I was just playing around because, you know, that's the happy music that I play from time to time. And so that's why that was on. Y'all, I can't figure out if I don't put lyric in the program, it starts singing Chinese. It's a little Japanese girls. Y'all, I got lots to learn, but I've piddled around with it. You might hear one or two more of those this week. Big Fatty, I bet it won't be just this week. It's probably true. Y'all, let's see. Sunday, got up Sunday morning, had my coffee, read the paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I... did my nipple walking, and what did I do then? Had a message from old Veda about recoding, and y'all, he had to meet a man about a tree before he could recode, so he did that, and we recoded the LFC. Y'all, it is always something. I did see, you know, last week, something fucked up and so you didn't get a little show last week, but I see that this week's did post, so, might be interesting to go over there and hear, listen to it, but, anyway, then y'all, around 6:05 p.m. in the evening, y'all, I got a call from the NEP. His Aeroplano had landed at the Aeropuerto, and so I said, all right, well, I'll hop in Earl Grey. Y'all, I realize I didn't take Daniel Bieber and Crooked Hat for a ride in Earl Grey. So y'all, they're just going to have to come back. Anyway, and y'all, I told them, I said, y'all send me a message when you get back to Flo Rida and get home, and y'all, I didn't hear from them until Monday morning. But they evidently got back on Sunday. So I picked the NEP up at the Aeropuerto. Y'all, he looked like he had been ridden hard and was punch drunk from travel. Y'all, travel days are not easy, and the older you get, the harder they get. Picked him up, and he says, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm going to bed. And I said, thank you for calling. So dropped him off. Y'all, I came home and I was going to watch Big Brother. But y'all, it was a 2-hour episode and I started watching it. And y'all, then it switched over to the Big Brother Unlocked. And you know, that's the kind of recap show. Yes, Big Fatty with Gail and King. So I said, you know what? I'm just gonna wait and watch both of these on Monday, and while I'm doing nipple walking. So y'all, I just sat myself down and read a couple of chapters in my Apple Snack book. I'm about to the point where that Steve Jobs learns that he has the cancer. Y'all slept like a baby on Sunday night, got up on Monday, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had baked a loaf of sourdough cheese bread. Y'all, it was delicious. And so I had a sourdough cheese toast on Monday and had my coffee, read my e-paper, and then I started doing my nipple walking and watched the 2 hours of Big Brother. And y'all, then I had to get in the shower because I had to head out to go see El Dentisto. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. One of the things that Crooked Hat and the old gal just love to do. It's true. Y'all, by the way, mentioning Crooked Hat and the old gal, y'all, today is National Banana Split Day, and they both despise bananas. So they're just going to have splits today. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. It's true. But y'all went to El Dentisto And clean bill of health. Y'all have a new hygienist, and y'all, she's very nice. And I think my older one, y'all, she I got the feeling she was a little judgy sometimes. And, you know, ain't nobody got time for that. But this new girl is just as nice as she can be, and I really like my El Dentisto. And there were no cavities in the search. Big Fatty, you had a cavity search? I did. And all was good. Oh, good, Big Fatty. I guess you won't need to have that prolapse. What is that? Proctology. Not proctology. What is that thing where they check you every 10 years? Prostate exam. Yes, Big Fatty, that's it. It's a P. Y'all, I came home. Y'all, I had the leftovers of my banana pudding chicken and waffles. And I've played a little Candy Crush. And I've played on the Suno with the music. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy!
Big Freddy, tell me about the
how much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Shy Tom, and he says, Dear Big Fatty, hello, Poodle. Hi. I have a very important question for you. I recently went to the dermatologist here in the Arizona, back in Penis Shyvania. I usually always wore underpants for work, so it was easy to remember to wear the underpants to the dermatologist. Anyway, I haven't worn underpants since we left PA on June the 25th, I remembered the day of my dermatologist's exam to jump in a clean pair. I got called back to the exam, and the young woman told me to take everything off except my underpants. Back in Penis Shyvania, I was always offered a beautiful gown to wear over my underpants. Not here. I was there only in my underpants when the young woman and male doctor came in to examine every inch of my body. So as John Quijones would say, what would you do? Would you have worn underwear or just be sitting there in all your glory naked with a big smile? Oh, and there's one last thing. I did go to the Von Southwest, a.k.a. Fry's, to buy Randy some coffee creamer. Paid $5.88 and saved $6.40. I hope you and Poodle are doing well. With love, Shy Tom. Well, Tom, this has happened to Big Fatty. Y'all, I forgot to wear my underpants, and so they couldn't do the exam. Oh! Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Yeah, forgot to wear the underpants, and so they couldn't do the full body cavity. Ready? Enough of that. So anyway, y'all. I've meant to give you this for a couple of days, y'all. First of all, the turnip head has been visiting the spa. You know, it does his heart good when he visits the spa. And y'all, he also had a Lyme report. I think it was 69 cents, and that Mac and Flo Rida had a buy one, get one free at the Vons East of a bag of lime. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, what do you think Big Fatty did?
There was a picture of his chicken and his...
That's exactly what happened when Big Fatty went to the dermatologist commando.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.